of materials across the cell membrane and its effects. The methods by which materials are transported across the cell surface membranes are diffusion, osmosis, active transport, endocytosis, exocytosis. Diffusion involves movement of small particles down a concentration gradient. Osmosis involves movement of solvent molecules down the concentration gradient. Both diffusion and osmosis do not require energy and are referred to as passive processes. Active requires energy because molecules move against the concentration gradient. It occurs when the substances to be transported from the environment is of a greater concentration in the cell than its external environment, but the cell still needs it. Hence, the need to expend energy to transport the substances against concentration gradient. Diffusion, osmosis, and active transport involve transport of small particles. Bulk transport, significance of movement of materials within the cell and across the cell membrane. 1. To transport nutrients. 2. To remove excretory products out of the cell. 3. To release secretory substances by cells. 4. To maintain ionic gradient of the cell. 5. To maintain suitable pH for cellular activities. Diffusion. Diffusion is the net movement of molecules from a region of higher concentration to a region of lower concentration. Diffusion occurs only when there is a concentration gradient, usually in gases or solution. It occurs passively. Concentration gradient is the movement in concentration between two regions. An experiment to show that diffusion occurs in air methods. Close all doors and windows of a room. Open a bottle of perfume in one corner of the room. Wait for a few minutes. Observation. It is observed that the essence of the perfume is felt in the whole room after some few minutes. Conclusion. This means that diffusion occurs in air. Experiment to show that diffusion occurs in liquid. Materials needed. 250 centimeters square cubica. Distilled water. Potassium permanganate crystals. Spatula method. 1. Half fill a beaker with distilled water. 2. Place the beaker with water on a flat table. 3. Using a spatula, introduce gently a crystal of potassium permanganate into the beaker of water on the stem. Observation. The crystals dissolve and form of a dense purple color at the bottom, leaving a light layer above. After 15 minutes, the water is colored in distinct layers as follows: a deep purple at the bottom, light purple at the middle, and a lighter purple color at the top, indicating that molecules of potassium permanganate moved from a region of high concentration. After 30 minutes, the whole medium becomes uniformly colored, indicating that molecules of potassium permanganate are uniformly distributed. Factors or conditions affecting the rate of diffusion. 1. Temperature. High temperature increases the rate of diffusion as it increases the kinetic energy of molecules. 2. Size of molecules. Smaller particles increase the rate of diffusion as smaller particles move faster than larger ones. 3. Concentration gradient. Steeper or high concentration gradient increases the rate of diffusion. 4. Surface area. The larger the surface area, the higher the rate of diffusion. 5. Distance. The distance that the molecules move or the thickness of membrane or structure across which diffusion occurs. The smaller the thickness or distance, the greater the rate of diffusion. Examples of diffusion in living things. 1. Examples of diffusion in plants. Movement of carbon dioxide into the leaf through the stomata from the atmosphere during the day for photosynthesis. Movement of oxygen out of the leaf through the stomata during the day. Movement of carbon dioxide from the intercellular air spaces of the mesophyll layer through the stomata to the atmosphere during respiration. movement of oxygen from the atmosphere through the stomata or lung cells into the plant during respiration, movement of water vapor out of the leaf through the stomata or lung cells during transpiration, absorption of some mineral salts from the soil through the root hairs. Two examples of diffusion in mammals: movement of oxygen from the alveoli of lungs into the bloodstream. Two, movement of carbon dioxide from the bloodstream into the alveoli of lungs. Three, absorption of products of digestion through the villi in the ileum into the blood. Four, exchange of digested food substances and excretory products between the mother and the fetus through the placenta. Five, movement of oxygen from maternal blood into placenta. Six, movement of carbon dioxide out of the fetus into the placenta. Diffusion in a unicellular organism such as amoeba or paramecium. 1. Movement of oxygen across the cell membrane into the cell wall during respiratory. 2. Movement of carbon dioxide across the cell membrane out of the cell during respiration. Diffusion is either simple diffusion or facilitated diffusion. Facilitated diffusion occurs when the substance is allowed through a membrane by a specific molecule called helper protein. Helper proteins are of two types, carrier protein and channel protein. Most membrane transports are aided by carrier proteins or protein carriers. A carrier protein is a helper protein which combines with the molecule that is diffusing at one end of the membrane. It then changes shape and dislodges it at the other end. It then regains its shape. Channel protein is the helper protein which provides an opening in the cell membrane to the diffusion molecule. These proteins in the membrane can open and close to allow particles to pass through. Simple diffusion is more rapid than simple diffusion. Simple diffusion is the one that does not use a helper molecule. Facilitated diffusion is more rapid than simple diffusion. Both facilitated and simple diffusions are passive processes. Osmosis, it is the movement of solvents or molecules from a dilute solution into a concentrated solution across a partially permeated permeable membrane. Osmotic substance and osmotic pressure. Osmotic substance is one which causes osmosis to occur when it is in solution but does not itself diffuse through the membrane. Examples of osmotic substances are sugar and sodium chloride. Osmotic pressure or osmotic potential is the capacity of a solution to take up water when separated from pure water by partially permeable membrane. A more concentrated solution has a higher osmotic pressure than a less concentrated solution. This causes the movement of water molecules towards a more concentrated solution. Osmometer is an instrument used to measure osmotic pressure. Water potential is the capacity of a solution to give out water. Experiment to demonstrate osmosis in a living tissue. Apparatus: petri dish, distilled water, concentrated sugar or salt, yam caps. Method: prepare two yam caps with holes in them and label them A and B. Add a concentrated sugar solution into the hole in the yam A to serve as a test experiment. Add distilled water to yam B to serve as a control. Mount each of the two yam caps with a petri dish containing distilled water. Leave the setup to stand for some time and observe the level of liquid in the tube. Observation: level of liquid in the hole of yam A rises whilst B remains the same. The rise in the level of liquid in A is due to the net movement of water molecules from the outside of the tissue. This occurs as a result of the concentration gradient between liquid in the yam hole and the petri dish, and water molecules move from the petri dish across the yam, which serves as a partially permeable membrane. The level of liquid in yam cap B remains the same because there is not net movement of water since there is no concentration gradient between the two liquids. Conclusion is that osmosis occurs in a living tissue. Experiment to demonstrate osmosis in a non-living tissue. Materials: beaker. distilled water, concentrated sugar or salt solution, thistle funnel, cellophane, biscuit tube or pig platter. Method: tie a piece of cellophane or biscuit tubing over the mouth of a thistle funnel. Pour a concentrated sugar solution into the stem of the funnel to about halfway up the tube stem of the funnel. Mark the level of the solution on the tube with ink. Lower the funnel into a beaker of distilled water and clamp it to the stand. Set up a control experiment in the same manner, but with distilled water in both the beaker and the funnel. Allow the setup to stand for some hours. Observe the level of liquid in the tube at the regular intervals. Observation: after some time, it is observed that level of liquid in the tube of the test experiment rises because there is a concentration gradient and water molecules move from the beaker, which has a weaker solution across the cellophane, which serves as a partially permeable membrane. Level of liquid in the tube of the control experiment remains the same because there is no concentration gradient between the two solutions. Conclusion: it is concluded that osmosis occurs in non-living things. Factors affecting osmosis: 1. Concentration gradient. The steeper or the higher the concentration gradient, the higher the rate of osmosis. 2. Temperature. The rate of osmosis increases as the temperature increases because temperature increases the kinetic energy of water molecules. 3. Nature of cell membrane. Types of solution. There are three types of solution that may influence the movement of water in and out of the cell. 1. Hypertonic solution. A solution which has a higher concentration of dissolved substances than the cell it is being compared with is known as a hypertonic solution. Examples is a concentrated sugar solution and concentrated salt solution. 2. Hypotonic solution. A solution which has a lower concentration of dissolved substances than the cell it is being compared with has a lower solute solution. 3. Isotonic solution. A solution which contains the same concentration of dissolved substances as the cell it has been compared with. Examples of isotonic solution: 1. Blood plasma is an isotonic solution to blood vessels. 2. 0.9% solution of sodium chloride is isotonic to human red blood cells. Effects of osmosis on cells. If a cell is placed in a hypotonic solution than the cell contents, water moves into the cell by osmosis through the cell membrane, which serves as the semi-permeable membrane. This is referred to as endosmosis. On the other hand, if the cell is placed in a hypotonic solution than the cell contents, water moves out of the cell by osmosis through the cell membrane, which serves as a semi-permeable membrane. This is exosmosis. Effects of osmosis on animal cells. Animal cells are normally in hypotonic solution with their external environment, such as blood plasma or tissue fluid. Animal cell in hypotonic solution. When an animal cell, such as red blood cell or cheek cell, is placed in a less concentrated solution than the cytoplasm of the cell, such as distilled water. Water enters the cell by osmosis through the cell membrane, which serves as a partially permeable membrane. If the cell remains in the solution for some time, the cell continues to gain water through the cell membrane. The cell then enlarges due to increasing volume of cytoplasm. The cytoplasm exerts an outward pressure on the cell membrane, and the cell bursts eventually. This is referred to as hemolysis in the case of red blood cell. Hemolysis. It is the destruction of red blood cells to release hemoglobin. Hemolysis in human body may result in loss of blood, a condition referred to as hemolytic anemia. Conditions that cause hemolysis in humans: 1. Drugs. 2. Poisoning, including snake. 3. Infection. 4. Pollutants. Animal cell in hypotonic solution. If an animal cell, such as red blood or cheek cell, is placed in a more concentrated solution than the cell, the result is water leaves the cell by osmosis through the cell membrane, which serves as a partially permeable membrane, into the external solution. If the cell remains in the solution for a long time, the cell continues to lose water through the cell membrane and then the cell shrinks eventually. This process is referred to as crenation.